Blog Talk Radio.
From heaven's book, just like threaded pearls, just like threaded pearls. He left himself to flee to God, and God sent him back to earth. He was born to be the beloved, a will of the divine. He was born to be the beloved. He was born to guide. He prayed all his nights alone in stars and angels' sight. And in the day he led the way with blazing words so bright. He was born to be the beloved, the will of the divine. He was born to be the beloved. He was born to be kind. People to worship, bowing to one God, bowing to one God. His mercy stretched from east to west, to every man, woman, and child. He was born to be the beloved, the will of the divine. Born to be the beloved, nature sublime. He opened up the doors of love for every heart parched with thirst. He was a mercy to the world and unto the universe. He was born to be the beloved, the will of the divine. He was born to be the beloved. He was born to guide.
To a live edition here, Journey into the Light. Here we are, Sunday, February 26th. Annette Hart is my guest, angel reader, and she's going to be doing readings here, psychic readings here on the show, free angel psychic readings. So dial on in and then press the 1 on your phone to get in line. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in to the radio show. And if you want to contact Annette for private sessions, her website is listed right here on the show page. So you can't miss it. It's all right there. There you go. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's join in with Annette back here after a week of hiatus. And we're glad Annette is back here on her new time. Welcome back, Annette.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be back. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about, you know, this is really important because the angels wanted me to share with you a little bit about what happens to us energetically when we get ourselves in a whirlwind of everything that's going on around us. And sometimes we're not even aware of that, Michael. We pick up energies from everywhere, and I myself, doing this kind of work, I tend to pick up energy from other people, which is okay because it helps me read you, but it's so important to really let some of it go, let all of it go. And the one thing the angels want for everyone to know is we need to, for ourselves, let go of the past. A lot of times we get ourselves stuck with things that have happened to us, and the shoulda, coulda, and woulda, you know, it just holds us down. So we need to ground our energies, and I'll probably be writing a little bit more in depth on how different ways to do that on my website, especially for people who are not familiar with that, people who practice spirituality and practice metaphysics would be familiar with that, but...
Okay, Annette, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, you just dropped off for a minute there. Now you're back.
Sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. So the angels really suggest, you know, we drink a lot of water to not only hydrate ourselves, but, you know, take a glass of water and love to water.
Okay, Annette, your line is breaking up again. I'm not sure if you're in a bad area for a cell phone or.
No, I'm on a cordless. Can you hear me?
Good. Cordless sometimes can do that interference. You're back now.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything in your way or microwave or something. I don't know.
No, I'm in the same spot where I normally broadcast.
Something. Yeah, something is. I tell you what, Annette, why don't you call right back in, okay? That's usually the best way to solve these things. I'm going to hang up the line so you call right back here. And everybody, hold the line. We're going to be going to calls here shortly, very soon, to get your reading. So press the 1 on your phone. That's what gets you in line if you're on the phone. If you're just called in, you haven't pressed the 1 yet. That means there's others ahead of you, so press the 1 on your phone to get in line, and Annette will be. This is our final show also of tonight. I'll be back live tomorrow, but the next show that was scheduled, we rescheduled it for next week. Okay, I think Annette is back. Annette, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so far I've got you. Hopefully this will be much better, so... Okay, so why don't you try to pick up where you left off there?
Oh, sure. Okay. So I was basically offering a quick tip for how we can release some of the energies that tend to cling to us, that don't really serve us and can bring us down. So a quick tip is really to drink a lot of water. And while you're drinking the water, you know, I want you to think about you pouring love and positive energy into yourself, and that the water is going to cleanse out anything negative that's inside of you, you know, maybe in your heart chakra. And then also, you know, when you're in a shower, it's a great time to just, like, take your hands and just go around the outside of your body. Like, I'm pulling off all negative energy and just washing it down the drain. You'd be surprised how we are magnets for negative energy in as much as we are magnets for positive energy, and we just need to pull it off. So if you're the person that, you know, your friends always come to, they have a problem, and that's great because you're a light and you're a light being, but you have to let some of it go. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a situation where your health is affected, your situations in life are affected, your experiences, you know, you'll have a lousy day when you should have had a great day, and we walk around and we wonder, why did this happen? And the reason is that we forget to ground ourselves. We have to really take care of our energies and keep them up and keep them positive, because so much is going to happen to us in life. We can't control that, but we can control what we do with the energy that we get stuck with, if for lack of a better way of putting it. So that was kind of what I wanted to share, because last week, out of the blue, I had a plumbing problem, and it continued to plague me a few times throughout the week. Even after I had spoken with you last online, I had two more episodes. And, you know, I said, gosh darn it, you know, when is this going to be done with me? And I knew that a part of what was happening was because of my own emotions that were tied to it all. So, and you know, sometimes too, when we let fear in, fear is a big magnet for negative energy. So when we become afraid or overwhelmed, we're just bringing it all on. You know what? I'm just glad I happened to have been home, and whatever it was that I brought in, I got rid of it, and, you know, I can move forward. And I did actually have a few of the listeners who went to the website. I intentionally waited till I did a complete cleansing here before I went on and I did their reading. So if anybody went to that website up until Friday, you were read. So please check your emails, because I don't know, you know, one or two of you did get back to me and one or two of you did not. So that could mean that it just went into your spam folder. But your readings were done, and I did not want to do a reading for anyone while there was anything here, any negative, you know, energies around me, because then your readings would not be that good. So I did a thorough cleansing, and all is good. And it just reminded me that this was an important topic to speak about with the listeners tonight, that, you know, we have so much that we have to release, and it doesn't have to be done in a day, which is probably why I had my issues here for the whole week. Yeah. But things, you know.
Okay.
So you do need to take the time. Are there callers there?
I've got callers here. Hopefully your line hangs in there. A little bit of interruption there at the very end, but we got you back, so
okay, we'll
hold tight here. Try to mask it, okay. Put it together. I love your message, but I'm going to go to the callers here first. If you're on the phones, press the 1 on your phone, folks. Laura in New Jersey, you're up first. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I would like to know if you see me getting a job anytime soon. I've been looking and doing interviews.
Okay. I'm going to just put the phone down while I quickly shuffle, and we'll see what's going on. Okay. I pulled two beautiful cards. They're all great cards. You know, the first card that came up is a life review. And so now this is Archangel Jeremiah, and it's talking about taking inventory of your life, and that, you know, you want to heal and change anything that's not working for you. Are you looking to go into a brand new career path, or were you just not sure of where it is you want to work?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
okay.
Yeah, I I'm not sure.
Okay, because the second card that came up said crystal clear intentions. And so, you know, that speaks for itself. So, and I get it because, you know, there was a time where I wanted to re-enter the workforce. And I knew that, you know, unless I had a bachelor's, I was limited. And yet I wasn't sure where I wanted to focus my energies. Now, here's what's coming in really, really quick for you. You want to be careful because you don't want to get into a situation where you start a job. Because I feel like, you know, people like you. They want to hire you. And someone will give you a chance, but then you'll find, well, this isn't for me. And then you can't rack up a bunch of different, you know, jobs scattered around because it's going to be hard for you to look like you know what it is you want to do. Employers really, you know, they want to see somebody who is steady with what they want to do. So I would say to you, if you're not sure what you want, that's what you need to ask for guidance with from the angels. And, you know, before you go to bed tonight, just put that intention out there, and it could come to you in a dream. It could come to you. And ask them, say, look, I need to know where I would best be served and where I can serve best as far as a new career. What do I need to know? What do I need to do? And tell them to please make the sign crystal clear for you. And when you get that sign, it could be somebody mentioned something to you, an ad that you see, something in passing. You know, you'll know it, and then you will put out to the universe in a very clear and specific way. Help guide me down the path. Let everything fall into place for me. Don't get caught up in the, well, I don't have the money for that, if it needs training. Anything like that that you get yourself stuck with is going to hold you back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
But
because what
I have a butt in that because I don't have the money to do
training. But here's the thing. Once we get caught up with the butt, let it take care of itself. You don't. If someone says to you, you know, hey, medical assisting, that's a great career for you, and you say, you know, that's really up my alley. I'm going to need the training. I'm going to need the certification. And you don't even go and explore what it entails, you're going to cut yourself off energetically from finding out. You don't know if you qualify for a scholarship. There's plenty of ways to get in there. Something could happen. So just open yourself up to it and know that it will come. Don't worry about anything else. Just let the worries go because every time you do that, but you're sealing yourself off. Trust me, because that's a fact. That's what happens to all of us when we start, well, I can't. If you say I can't, then you're right. Okay?
Well, I've been applying to jobs that I'm qualified for, and I do a lot of contract work.
Okay.
So I would be, you know, honestly, at this point, I would just be thrilled to get a contract so I could pay my bills. Honestly. I don't understand why that's not coming to me, because that would make me very happy.
What kind of contract do you mean? Can I ask you that?
Training. I develop training for a living.
So you do training for employers, for their employees,
yeah,
for their staff?
Right. And I write the training. I develop it, too.
Okay. And so you've gone on these interviews and nothing's panned out?
Right. I've been looking since October.
Okay. Have you taken stock, gone over in your mind what went on during the interview?
I thought I had some really good interviews.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a phone interview last week for a permanent job in Pittsburgh that I thought had gone really well. And I haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay. So, all right. I see what you're saying. So you've gone to something, you were happy with what you put out there, but you haven't heard back yet. Okay. And that's very frustrating, all right? And I get that. You know what? What I'm going to say to you to do right now is you're going to just let it go and release it. And I know that's easier said than done when you have a pile of bills to pay. You're wondering what's going to happen next. You're just going to release on it and keep going forward. Whatever is for your highest good is going to manifest for you. And if it means a change, if I know that you're saying this is what you're happy doing, if it means a change, say I'm open to it. Just lead me and support me through this, because sometimes what we feel we're happy doing, the universe has another plan for us, and the more we resist, it's like trying to go upstream, and we're not going with the flow. So,
are they telling you that they have another plan for me?
You know, that's the feeling I'm getting, to be honest with you, and that's why it said have crystal clear intentions, because, you know, if you were, like most of us, saying, I'm going to do this because it's going to pay the bills, but in your heart of hearts, there's something else you want to do with your life. So it sounds practical, right? You know, okay, go do this, pay the bills, and then pursue that. That's what anybody would tell somebody else to do. You need to take care of what you have to take care of first. But if you're not, in the meantime, pursuing what really makes you happy, I mean, there's no reason to wait on that. Do you see what I'm saying? You can, in the meantime, get the ball rolling. If there's something really to your heart's desire that you want to be doing with your life, you should be looking into that as well as looking for what's going to pay the bills. Because I'm getting that, you know, you're just a practical person, like most of us. But you're cutting yourself off from what you want to do. So even if you start whatever that is as a hobby, get involved in it because you don't know where it's going to lead next. And it could also lead to, you know, being in a hobby can lead word of mouth. You'll find out from somebody, oh, there's an opening here. You'd be perfect for it. You just never know.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And just a quick shout-out to Laura there, who's a longtime listener of the show, she just hung up. Well, just to the folks out there who are, you know, down and depressed and, you know, they've been trying, you know, you will get it. Stay positive. Keep working on it. And sometimes I'll say this, and I'll say this one thing, and I've been doing this show a long time, and I think I can say this, is I think sometimes people spend too much time wanting to know the future, like getting readings, too many of them, than focusing on getting the work done. Like if I'm doing all these different interviews and it's just not going right, then what I want to do is look at myself and what is it? What can I do more to bring it up to the next level, to, you know, stand out even more on the next interview that I do, instead of, you know, maybe we're spending too much time wanting the, you know, the psychics or what have you to tell us what is, you know, what's going to happen next. I just think that's really important. Everybody's got their own opinion on it, but that's mine here. But let's go to our next caller, 818 California. Can we get your first name?
Enchantress, California.
Yes, welcome.
Hi.
How can we help you tonight?
I have two questions. One about relationships, and the other one, are you familiar if you keep thinking of the same thing over and over inside your dream? Can you relate to that? You can't let go of something?
Okay. So you're having a reoccurring dream, is that correct?
Yeah, it's also to do with relationships, both of them. Yeah.
Okay. Do you do any dream journaling?
In my mind,
I mean, I can
go back to the same dreams all the time. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm a writer too, so I do write things down. Yeah.
Good, because it's important that you keep a journal, and you know your dreams are so significant. I don't really do dream interpretation, although that is just something that I do have a valid interest in. And I know that I was just listening to another webcast, and over the years, I mean, basically the same advice over and over is to keep a journal. Keep a journal so that you have it right next to your bed. You know, you wake up with your dream. Now, with your question about relationships, what specifically do you want?
Okay, well, okay, I was in an unusual relationship not too long ago, and it was with a married guy, but he saved me from his friend. It's complicated.
Okay.
And I don't – our vibrations were too, are very strong, so I guess I can't let him go. You know, I think he's always will be part of my life. I don't know what degree, but that's part of who keeps coming in my dream is this person and that incident that happened between us. My dreams are not like, they're things that occurred in my everyday life that I dream about. It becomes clear in my dreams. Do you understand that? It makes sense in my dreams that I sometimes can't always figure out in my day-to-day life.
That's great, though, I have to tell you. In other words, you are able to look at your what you can't figure out in your conscious living, you're able to figure out in your unconscious state. Would that be
yes.
correct?
Yes.
That's fantastic because most people, you know, we go to bed with a troubled mind or even a happy mind, and we have these dreams, but we miss the message. So you seem to be actually getting it. So, you know, what I would say to you is, to be honest, I would before you go to bed, just take your journal and write before you go to sleep what it is you really want clarification with. Write that down. And that's probably going to come to you in your dream because you're intuitive. You're just not tapping it. Everybody is. But you have this gift because you're able to connect with your higher self through your dream state. Maybe you weren't aware of that, but, you know, I mean, you are aware, but you just didn't.
Well, what you're saying is I don't write it down, but I think in my mind, and maybe that's why it keeps on recurring. I can't get let go of that relationship, so I keep coming into my dream.
You know, here's the thing. Whatever your question really is what you should write down before you go to sleep and say to yourself, say higher self, before I sleep, you know, not before I sleep, in my sleep, please give me the answers to this question. Give me the ways to help me move forward. Give me the whatever it is you need, the guidance. I think you need more clarity about if this relationship is over or whatever it is you really, really want to know, even if it is that you need more specificity on what the issue is, because maybe that's the starting point. You know, what is it I really want to know? Then you'll have your dream. You seem to really pick up in your dream.
Oh, well, it keeps on saying that what I see is that it's not over. It's just a matter of timing, but that's my side. I don't know what he's thinking. So I am a good visionary. What I vision do come true. So I am looking at it, but I still don't understand what I guess I just have to say, okay, it will happen, and just I can't let go of it. It's like OCD. Do you understand that? Or
yeah.
It just
yeah.
And that's how I manifest things. I keep thinking of it over and over again, and then it comes true. But when it comes to that's with an object or something like that.
Right.
But with an individual, it's complicated because when it does come true, if it doesn't come true, it's like, now what do I do? am I making sense to you or am I making you crazy?
See, that's the question you should ask, what you just said, like, well, what should I do? You know, if you need to know that you said that, you know, you feel that you guys are going to reconnect, but the question of when, then maybe you need to ask when. When will this happen, and what do I need to do in the meantime? Because, you know, here's the thing. I did a reading earlier in the week for someone, and she wanted to know when. And I said the reason normally we don't get a day and a time is because, like myself included, I'd stand around waiting for that. I probably wouldn't move forward. Well, you know what? It's going to happen March 25th. So I don't need to go and do this, this, and this. Yes, we do. We need to still live our lives. We still need to.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But I think that you're so in tuned and intuitive, especially even if it's just for yourself, that you just need to start putting questions down on the paper and putting the intention that when you go to sleep, those questions are going to be answered. And you'll always put out with it whatever's for my highest good, and what can I be doing in the meantime so that you don't get stuck? Because we do, you know, we have a tendency, if we ask when and we hear, you know, you're going to win the lottery in 2 years from now, we may not get up and work for 2 years, and that could not, you know, that could lead to all sorts of trouble. But, you know, and that's an exaggeration, but do you see what I'm saying with that?
Yes, I get what you're saying. And then I also manifest things very quickly, which
that's
is
great.
Also complicated. Like if I have this recurring dream 4 days in a row, then God, it came true. And it's like, or what someone, I'll just say one more thing. When something doesn't come true, it's a reason why it's not supposed to in another relationship. So it's like, oh, it's frustrating when you manifest things and then you say, okay, how come it didn't? Or why is it happening? Or why does, you know what I mean? Do you understand what but someone might say to me, I'm crazy when they will never understand what I'm saying, but I think you get it. Yeah.
I do get it. And here's the thing. You also want to ask for, a way for you to understand why you don't get what you get. You know, that's just another thing that would help you, would, because you're saying you're frustrated. So ask for peace.
Ask for peace.
And the understanding.
Oh, no. What I was saying is why I'm concerned, I mean, why I think about this is because the other, his friend that I shouldn't have been around with, why those manifestations never came true is because it wasn't supposed to happen. That person was not a person I should have been around with in the first place.
Right.
So, yeah. So I guess I have to look more. Everything makes so clear. And it's like I have a movie mind. So it's like a movie. I watch it. And so it's easily for me to understand it. And when I'm in my awake mind, it's like confusion because my intuitive is in a different spot. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I guess, you know, that goes back to like the beginning of the show where I was speaking about how our energies can be all scattered, or we're just attracting too many negative things happening. Negative doesn't always have to be bad, by the way. Negative could be confusion. It could be frustration. You really need to do a lot of clearing and grounding. That is really, really
important. I'm laughing. I'm not grounded. I'm always up above, but I'm balanced. I'm balanced.
Right.
When I hear the word grounded, I can't move. And that's interesting.
Okay.
You should say that, because I was just told today is that when people are around me and I don't feel right about them, like happened yesterday, just say, that's their stuff. Try to get away from that person as fast as you can before that person overtakes you.
Absolutely.
You know?
When you're alone and private is when you really need to ground, because you need to ground, you need to cleanse all the gook that gets clung to you. See, what happens is, because I'm an air sign, I'm a Gemini, and the first time I was ever told I needed grounding, I agreed with it, and it took me a long time, though, to really work on it, because I easily get pulled physically and mentally in 50 different directions all at the same time. And I was actually told, well, you do a bunch of things at once and you do it well, but the truth be told, you know, try to focus on one thing at a time. And I have to keep catching myself. And that's what you need to do. You really just need to, just when you're alone. I think Michael's talking.
Yeah, we're out of time. We have to leave the call at that. So we're actually over a couple of minutes, but we'll, Annette, what's the best way people can reach you for private sessions?
Sure. So go to the website, AnnetteHart.Weebly.com. It's right there on your screen there. Or my email is avhart, H-A-R-T-T, at msn.com. And put an angel reading in the subject line.
All righty. Sounds great. All right. Great show, Annette. Really enjoyed
Thank
it.
You. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. See you next week. Have a great week. Yes, same time, 8:30, yes.
Okay, terrific. Thanks, Michael.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that's Annette, and that's going to do it for us tonight here. We'll be back live tomorrow, Monday. Thank you for listening, and much love to all of you out there. Send a prayer for Bonnie tonight. Thank you.